Lesson 3. The Last Dinosaurs. When people think of dinosaurs, the one that comes to mind most frequently is Tyrannosaurus Rex, a gigantic monster, almost 50 feet in length and weighing 5 tons. With curved 8-inch talons on its feet and a huge jaw lined with teeth as long and as sharp as steak knives, it was thought to have been the most terrifying of all the carnivorous dinosaurs. Imagine the surprise, then, when scientists digging in eastern Utah in 1992 found preserved in the rock the remains of a dinosaur that could well have been a match for Tyrannosaurus Rex. Named Utahraptor, this ferocious creature was only 20 feet long, but it had 12-inch hooked claws on each of its hind legs. Unlike Tyrannosaurus Rex, which had surprisingly short and puny forelimbs, Utahraptor had large, powerful arms equipped with 10-inch claws. With these, it could grasp its prey. Once it had brought its victims down, it could slash with the terrible claws on its hind feet. Nor was flight an option for an animal being attacked. With its sturdy back legs, Utahraptor could probably outrun any other creature. A contest between these two powerful creatures of the dinosaur world never took place, however. All of the Utahraptors had been dead for 50 million years before Tyrannosaurus Rex ever appeared. It is difficult to comprehend the vast stretch of time that dinosaurs lived on the Earth, well over 150 million years. Tyrannosaurus Rex was among the last of the dinosaurs. It died out 65 million years ago. Human beings have been around for only 2 or 3 million years. It will be a long time before we equal the duration of the dinosaurs' stay on Earth. No one knows why these creatures became extinct, but it seems evident from the record left in the Earth's crust that it happened fairly suddenly. We know that a meteorite, a large mass of rock or metal from outer space, hit the Earth in what is now Mexico about 65 million years ago, making a crater almost 200 miles across. Dust from such an impact would have obscured the light from the sun for many weeks and caused freezing temperatures. Much of the Earth's plant life would have died, making it difficult for many animals to survive. However, it would be premature to say for certain that this was what brought an end to the dinosaurs. Scientists are still studying the subject. Indeed, the discovery in China of the bones of Cynornis, a feathered dinosaur that perched and flew, has led some scientists to claim that this creature may be the ancestor of today's birds. If this turns out to be true, then it would be possible to say that the dinosaurs never died out at all.